Early on in the first stage, when children are young, I saw that you had suggested they play in their yard with worms and chipmunks and pigeons and things. And yet, so many parents are so concerned that they will get hurt, contaminated, sick, or whatever. Is this for real?
Yeah, the parents' anxiety about things that will happen to their kids has accelerated rapidly in the over the last decade or two. And in a lot of cases, the things that parents fear are not the things that are really dangerous for kids. So kids are, parents are afraid of, as you said, being in their backyards and encountering a toxic plant or eating a toxic plant, and the likelihood of that happening is really low. Yet the likelihood of kids falling on the stairs in the house is really high. So we have a disproportionate sense of problems that kids are going to encounter in their backyards or when they walk to school. And those are not really the dangerous things for kids.
And not only are we concerned that they will hurt themselves, but we're afraid they will hurt the environment in exploring it.
Right. Because a lot of people are concerned that, if we allow children to play in the woods and create forts or collect berries, they're going to impact negatively the natural environment. And of course they do, but I think the impact is negligible in relationship to the value of the natural world interaction.
So, to save the environment, we try to keep children away from it.
Right, exactly.
And that's not a good idea.
Yeah, because if we don't allow kids to interact with the natural world, then we don't allow them to kind of create that sense of bondedness and connectedness, and then they don't have a value on which environmental values can be elaborated.
We certainly have just technologically gotten so far away from the earth. I remember before air conditioning that driving down a country road, you could smell different things as
Right.
you went along, and the rain was such a beautiful relief and was so fresh. And we used to walk in the woods and chop down Christmas trees and play in dirt and stuff. And we've really just sort of moved away from that just because of technology.
I think you've hit the nail on the head in terms of the kinds of things that used to be part of childhoods that are rapidly becoming absent from kids' childhoods. My message is that there is a different way to improve education or improve classroom teaching other than the No Child Left Behind mandates of kind of drill and kill, or putting kids' noses in books and making them stay there all day long. And that the way you can do that is by having an approach towards teaching that emphasizes engaging kids with the real world, which means using the schoolyard and using the resources in the community to enhance and provide for real-world learning with kids.
David Sobel is the keynote speaker at a conference of the Virginia Association of Science Teachers this weekend in Richmond. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.